Welcome to another episode of the Family Time Q&A Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com. This is episode 77, kicking off the year 2016. And we're already kicking it off with a lot of good family laughs. I have with me my better half, Olivia. Hey, how are you doing, Olivia?
Hi, Jerry. Seems like you forgot my name for a second.
I did not.
Hey,
And then in the background on a third microphone, we've got my mini-me, who's taller than me, Jacob. Say hey, Jacob. All right.
Hello.
I got to turn his mic up a little bit more. Say a little bit more.
Hello.
All right. There we go. So we'll have him in the background as our heckler. And we kicked off the show with something really cool, a mystery sound. And if you can tell us what that sound is, we might send you a gift. We might not. Who knows?
The sound bottled. A bottled up version of the sound.
Gosh. Liv, why don't you tell folks what we've been up to during the holiday season and what we have on tap for 2016?
During the holiday season, we have been doing a lot of just staying at home.
Yes, we have.
Which I like. But we've also been having fun. Mm-hmm. Right? Jacob has gone to Danielle's house more times than I can count.
I know. It's almost like he doesn't live with us. He lives with them and their family, which isn't the case. So if you want to get judgy, don't, because it's not that. But he has spent a lot of time at Danielle's house, and we miss him.
You better turn that back on right now. Say something, Jacob.
Oh, I was moving. I was moving on the bed, so I didn't want to make
it. Jacob got scolded.
Is my mic
quiet? That one is naturally quiet because it doesn't have a power supply like our two microphones do. So you got to talk like right into it.
Like this.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Jacob, what have you been up to these holiday days?
At home and at Danielle's house.
And what else?
That's it.
See any good movies during the holidays?
What did me and you see?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we saw Hunger Games and Star Wars.
There we go. Sorry, there was a dagger in my heart there. Yeah, so we went to see Star Wars The Force Awakens. Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Me too. In fact, I want to see it again.
So, I hear Oreo.
Yeah, Oreo wants to get in on the show. Oreo wants to get on everything that I record.
Jacob's phone is going off. You should get mad at him.
I know. Yeah, like, didn't we all just put our phones on vibrate there?
I think you should put your earphones on to hear how Jacob sounds.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. All right, so we volunteered at the Christmas services. We got to open lots of presents, and now we are getting into the 2016 year.
What was your favorite present, Jerry?
Gosh, I'm probably wearing it right now.
Nope,
no,
it's
I took
on the
it
bed.
Off. Well, your mom got me a pair of Bluetooth headphones that you wear around the neck.
They're right here.
And I love them. I thought, like, when am I ever going to use this? But then once I booted it up, charged it, booted it up, synced it to my phone and my iPad, I pretty much had that thing around my neck.
It's his new wife.
24/7. No, no, no.
What was your favorite present, Jacob?
Chromebook. Chromebook.
Yeah. His Chromebook.
Your Chromebook was your favorite.
Chromebook.
Why is it your favorite?
I use it all the time now. I use it like every day.
That's all he wanted was a Chromebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really ask for anything else. So
I got him some earbuds that he probably threw away already.
No, they're still in the case. Or not in the actual box. They're in the little case that they came with.
They're the spare earbuds because it turns out he already had a set of those.
They were mine. He took mine.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I got him his own.
Because he couldn't find the actual set that he owned.
No, I found him.
He found those.
Robert.
Yeah. Just like him, right? Cool. And then he got some tools to make him manlier?
Yeah.
No. To make him handier.
Handier. I prefer that term, actually. Yeah.
Handier, mandier.
Handier, mandier. Like Handy Manny?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get
I'm
that.
Handy Manny.
Of course, then I was like, gosh, why didn't we get Emma some tools, too, then? So, make her a liberated, independent woman. So
I bet if we got Emma tools, she'd actually do something with them before Jacob did.
You think so?
Yes.
True.
Even Jacob agrees.
She would probably do something artsy-fartsy with it. Artsy-fartsy. Arts and crafts-like with it. But I think she would.
Jacob made art with his.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did he do with his?
Yeah, sculpture.
I was putting them together like a sculpture.
See, there we go. Tools going to use. Oh, boy.
So I used them before Emma.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. For folks who are tuning into our show for the very first time, this is a show about family living with actual family members talking with each other. And here we have real family, real fun, and real family issues. At some point in our show, what we like to do is transition into our candid Q&A section. And so this
candid.
Is candid. And
say it a lot for Emma because it's her favorite word.
So if Emma, you're listening to this episode, Candid.
She won't.
Candid. Candid.
Candid.
Candid.
Candid.
What did the can do?
Say it, Jake.
Tell me what the can did.
Candid.
She hates that word. I don't know why. She really hates the word candid, so we use it a whole lot more.
Candid.
That's how we roll in our family. Yeah. Maybe that's something we should do the rest of the day after we finish recording is just walk around the house saying candid any opportunity we get.
And she's asleep. It's she's not here because we don't like her. She's not here because she's asleep.
Yeah.
That was a cough.
Thank you, Jacob. All right. So we're going to transition into our Q&A section. And so here, each one of us has prepared a question to ask everybody else on the show. And everybody else has no idea what's going to be asked. So I'm going to ask them a question. They don't know what it is. Liv's got a question. Hopefully, Jacob's hopefully got a question here.
Heck yeah, bro.
And we're going to give you our unedited, unscripted, real answers. So who's going first?
Jacob, I want to hear his question
first.
All
right, first. Jacob, go for it.
Is it for both of y'all or just one?
Usually it's for both of us.
It depends on how long Dad takes to answer.
Okay, yeah.
What was y'all's dirtiest job?
I'll answer.
I think it means grimy, not
yes,
morally.
I understand. I am not. I understand. My dirtiest job was probably working at
McDonald's.
Well, probably the daycare right out of high school because I had to clean a bunch of dirty diapers.
Oh, I bet.
And I don't have to do that so much anymore because they're potty trained. So cleaning other people's poop,
Hey, you do that now.
Not too much. Only when you have accidents.
Sorry.
That still happens?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys keep that under wraps. Should we let the dog in?
I'll let him in.
He like really wants to get in here. Silly dog. All right. So for me, my dirtiest job lasted about 12 hours, maybe less. I was in college and I took up work with a company called Labor Ready because it was during the summer. Basically was out of a job during the summertime because the term ended and I didn't want to go home. In any case, I worked for one night at a steel mill. They didn't make like steel rods, but they took sheet metal and they formed it into the posts that you see at warehouse shelving. So like if you were to go to Sam's Club or Costco, the legs of those metal shelves that you see in the warehouse, that's what we made. We made the legs for those. And I mean, there was a lot of water. There was a lot of steel, a lot of heavy lifting. I went in with brand new jeans on. I totally never worked this kind of work before. And I went in with brand new clothes. I left just soaked head to toe in metallic, dirty water. And apparently, I wasn't very good at the job because they never asked me to come back. So I was not cut out for that kind of work, but I did it for about one night. And, yeah, that was my dirtiest job ever. I was so sad because those were my favorite jeans and my favorite shirt, and no more. They were all stained with steel, metal, dirty water.
Cool.
Nice.
Eartha came in too.
Yeah.
And Oreo.
Both our pets, for some reason, really wanted to come in here today. That's so odd. Hey, doggy. How are you, Oreo? All right. So, Olivia, you got your question for us?
Yes.
All right. Fire away.
She wrote it down.
I can almost guarantee I know what Jacob's answer is, but Jerry, what was one of the most meaningful compliments you received this past year?
Oh man, meaningful compliments I received in 2015, I would say it came from work.
But I always tell you you're cute.
You do, yeah, but it's not meaningful. You say it every day. I'm just kidding. I'm in a corner here. I should not say stuff like that in a corner. Oh, my love.
Harry.
I was just playing. I love you.
I mean it every time I say you're cute.
I know.
You better guard that.
You're wearing my Where's Waldo hat from Halloween.
I am, because you don't wear it anymore, and you're about to throw it away, I bet. So I'm preserving it.
Okay, so anyway, your most meaningful comment from work.
Okay, my most meaningful compliment that I received from work actually came from a number of people after they'd seen me present in a couple of our workshops, and they said, that I was very gifted at public speaking, that I really engaged with the audience very well. And they all asked me, what do I see myself doing as I grow up? And as a profession, what they really see me doing is leadership development, with these, you know, face-to-face training sessions. So, communication courses, communication classes on leadership, especially for leadership, was something that they saw me doing very, very well. And so that was something that I was really excited to hear, because that is something I've been doing for probably about a decade, is working with leaders and helping them with their communication styles and just being an engaging facilitator and trainer and public speaker. So from a professional standpoint, that was really exciting for me.
Cool.
Yeah. And then,
cool.
And then I guess another compliment I've been getting is, just our friends and family referring to me as the real Jerry Dugan. And I know they're kind of saying it in jest, because that's the name of the website, therealjerrydugan.com. But the compliment I get out of that is, you know, people are seeing it. It's sticking. Like, it's like, yeah, you're kind of jabbing fun at me, but you know what? Therealjerrydugan.com is stuck in your head, because when you see me, that's the first thing you think of. And I have more people telling me that they love the podcast. So those are a number of compliments. So I didn't just say one. I gave you like two extras there. Cool. I love you.
Jacob, can you think of anything?
What
if people, or me or dad or anybody, have something that we've told you in the past year?
I'm a good kid.
You are a good kid. Why is that meaningful to you?
And who told you that?
Y'all.
Oh, okay.
But why is it meaningful to you?
Because it means I'm a good kid.
What do you do that makes you a good kid?
I don't know.
Jacob, what do you think? Why do you think we tell you that? Just because we're your parents and we have to?
No.
Talking with talking with this boy is like talking to Oreo.
Well, tell us more about, like, what are you doing when we say you're a good kid?
I'm helping my friends with problems that they have.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting a picture for the show notes of our pets watching us here.
Earth is giving me the stare down, and Oreo is being lazy. What else do you do that makes you good, Jacob? You're honest?
Yeah.
For the most part?
You're feeding the witness here.
Well, he's like this.
Objection, Your Honor.
Okay, what's something that you could work on in this new year that we always talk to you about?
I'm annoying.
So you want to get more annoying?
No.
Oh. But I think you could be really good at that, son. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love you.
Okay.
You're a good boy.
What's something that you could work on, Jerry?
Wait.
Oh.
Ooh, dual questions.
I know. Cheater.
Oh, sorry.
As Jacob yells in my ears. And all of our audience. So, my question to the two of you, it's 2016, I'm really big on, what are they called, resolutions, but not so much resolutions. I'm not a big fan of resolutions. I'm more of a fan on goals and milestones that you're going to work towards this year. So, I've shared with Liv my goals for 2016. I think I chased Jacob down and read them to him while he was trying to do other stuff. In any case, what is one big thing you would like to see us as a show accomplish in 2016, but also on top of that, what is one big goal you have for 2016? I kind of pulled a Lou Mangiello there and gave you a twofer.
I want to finish reading my 1 year Bible in 2016.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep. Yeah, I've been working on that for a really long time.
Yeah, I think I'm on year number three of the 1 year Bible plan.
I've read it. I don't start like January 1st. I start on January 1st. Mm-hmm. I've been reading it. Whenever I do pick it up, I read the next day, and then I'll read the next day. So I don't read like today is January 3rd. I won't pick up and read on January 3rd. I've been reading it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I'm in November. I'm on like November 21st or something. Oh, so okay. I'm almost done.
So you got like 2 months left.
Yeah. Well, less. I just have December and then a 10 days, or you know, about 10 days left in November to read.
Oh, wow. What's that like? What do you feel about that?
Well, good, but kind of disappointed in myself because it's taken so long for me to just get through that last month and a half.
Wow.
But I'm almost there. I can do it. I need to do it. I have my 1 year Bible sitting by my side of the bed. And I think the tricky thing for me is if I pick it up at the very beginning of the day, like right when I wake up in the morning, that doesn't really work for me because I'll just, like, I'm still waking up. And so my mind kind of wanders a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wait till later on in the afternoon or evening, but then our afternoon and evening is so busy, then I don't pick it up.
Yeah.
And so it's, it's easy for me to pick it up and read it while I'm here at home by myself, like on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. After I've taken the kids to school and after I've eaten breakfast, then it's easy for me to pick it up. So I'll make it a goal to maybe by the time we come back in March, if I record with you sometime in March, I can tell you and the audience that I finished it.
Okay.
That would be a good challenge, huh?
Or hopefully by mid-February. Oh, you're giving yourself some cushion there.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Cool. So that's a realistic goal there, too. Like,
you know. Because I'm not going to say, like, on February 24th or something, I'll be done with it.
Yeah.
Because I know that I probably won't read it every day, especially since we're doing that scripture thing, which does put us in our Bible every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we mentioned that in episode 74 that we were going to take part in this scripture reading plan that you were doing where we would both do it independently and then come together later in the day and share our notes. And so our December update is we didn't do it at all.
No.
Our January update is that I've now done the second day of the plan, and this morning we actually shared our notes together. So we are doing it. It just took us a little bit longer to get started on it than we expected. So maybe also in February, we can give you an update on how that reading plan came.
A better update.
Tell folks where that reading plan came from.
I have just a tiny little sore throat. So, you know, stuff. Anyway, I think you'll have to put that in the show notes.
Okay.
So it's Sweet Blessings. It's a blog. Okay. But it's a shortened URL. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's not sweetblessings.com. It's something else.
Okay. So like, if you type in sweetblessings.com, it'll take them to somewhere else?
Probably.
Okay. So it's like a redirected link. So, but yeah, we'll put that in the show notes just to make sure. So that'd be therealjerrydugan.com/077.
Well, you have it in your journal somewhere, that paper that you taped.
Oh, the one that I've got the microphone sitting on right now?
Yeah. Okay, we'll just put it in the show
it'll
notes.
Go in the show notes. and so, you know, with that, so one big goal for you in 2016 is finishing the one-year Bible.
Yeah.
And then what's one big thing you'd like to see us do with the Family Time Q&A podcast in 2016?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of your baby. I record when it's my turn to record.
So okay. Cool.
Hopefully to be able to have more fun. You know, I don't really enjoy talking and... You know, me and Jacob are
kind of... Now, that I wish I had a picture.
You should have taken a picture of that.
How long were you doing that, son?
Not long. I just started.
Man, can we take that picture?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. We turn around. Jacob's laying on our bed, microphone with the foam ball on it, like practically going into his big mouth. And we're like, whoa.
Anyway, I was saying that Jacob and I don't really enjoy talking and being out there and... So I really just do it to support you.
Oh, well, I appreciate you doing that. Yeah. And it's irony because like when we're not recording, you know, what do you want to do? You want to talk with me and have conversation.
Yeah,
because
you're my man.
I know, and you're my woman. And so, and you're my boy. And so I just love to capture some of that and share it with the world. And it's funny though, once we throw the equipment out there, all of a sudden it's like, hi, like you go into Garth mode from Wayne's World. which is cute. It's funny to see you struggle.
I like it. I like to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, you're just talking to me. And then...
Plus whoever else microphone. Is listening. Yeah.
But they're not here right now.
It's not natural, though. Yeah. Not for me.
That's true.
When's now?
You're looking at now.
Jacob, what are your... What was the...
What is the one big thing you'd like to see us accomplish with Family Time Q&A podcast in 2016? And what is one big thing you would like to accomplish yourself in 2016?
I want to, with my goals, I want to stay fit or active and start eating healthier because I've been eating non-healthy during this whole break. And I'm like, in the future, this is going to affect me, so I should fix that now. So
you don't look like your fat dad?
No, you're not fat.
Oh, my boy, I love you.
What is he?
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Me
thanks.
Too. I'm fluffy too.
And I think the neat thing about Jacob's goal about getting fit is he wants to get six-pack abs, and he presented that to me. I was like, oh, yeah, that's on my life plan.
You can tell when Jacob is excited about something is when he actually does it himself.
Yes.
And he watched that video. He forwarded you the link.
Uh-huh.
He was taking his own notes, and so you can tell that's
when. I didn't finish it, though.
Well, I know, but you will.
It's all right, because after that first part of the video, it was them selling their health plan, their health program, so their supplements and everything. And but the first part that you shared with me about those three foods that really do add fat to you and the reasons why, so the high fructose corn syrup and wheat bread, the yogurt with a high sugar content, and the other thing, I forgot what it was, those were spot on. Cereal bars, yes, because of the high fructose corn syrup and all the other sugars and syrups that go into those. That was spot on. And then from there, what they were talking about was, you know, their own supplements that you could buy from them. And so it went into advertising infomercial mode after that. But yeah, that was very valuable information. And you looked that up yourself and shared it with me. And I was like, ooh, yeah.
He was actually on Twitter, yo.
Really?
Heck yeah.
Oh.
But he was actually watching it. That's how you know he's really into something.
Exactly. And Twitter does save lives. So maybe he saved us and helped us get six-pack abs, Twitter.
Yay.
Cool. And then anything big you want to see us do in 2016, whether it's having special guests on the show or something you'd like to see yourself come out of your, like with Mommy, it's coming out of her shell a little bit more. Anything big for the show itself?
I guess it's the same as Mama.
You guys are so cute. I love you guys.
We're one in the same. Me and Jacob, we're both boring, scared people. And you and Emma are like, let's do it all. Let's conquer the world.
Let's shoot a silly video of, what was it last night? No, the 7 seconds challenge
that
video
was
for
very
her
cute.
YouTube channel.
You should put a link in.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could even post the video itself. And we just need to get it uploaded into her YouTube channel and get all her links there. And then I'll be able to put the link into our show notes here. So tomorrow, if we don't have her episode up and running, we will eventually. So, in any case, yeah, her dance is, we could at least link her channel. So we'll have some kind of link in the show notes to her channel or to that specific episode, the 7 seconds challenge.
That made me so sad because she looks so grown up in that video.
I know.
Oh, I can look at Jacob and he looks grown up to me every day.
Hey.
Like, I get sad all the time just looking at Jacob. But with Emma, she still looks, when I look at her, she still looks like my baby.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, in pictures and videos, she looks more grown up. And that made me so sad.
My baby girl.
She's going to be a teenager in 4 months.
No.
I'm going to be 15 this year.
Shut up, Jacob.
No, what's wrong with you kids? Come on.
I'm going to be a sophomore.
Growing up too
fast. Shut up, Jacob.
We talk very respectfully in our family, as you can see.
Hey, you should put this in the show notes.
Well, what is it? Oh, the fake, the picture of Henry. The picture of Henry, Jacob.
Oh.
Yeah, and people are going to wonder, what is Henry? And only our innermost circle will know.
If you listen to the show, if you've gotten this far and you really want to know what Henry is, you can email Jerry and he'll tell you.
Yes, and my email address is jerrysdugan@gmail.com. And not only will we tell you what Henry is all about, we'll send you the picture of fake Henry here. So that's our
welcome.
That's our giveaway for today's episode. Email me just to say hi and ask about Henry, and we'll not only tell you about Henry, we'll send you the fake picture of Henry. There you go.
Do you think they'll enjoy that, Jacob?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What the heck? So I guess that answers all of our questions for the day, and we got some big things we're looking forward to in 2016.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Maybe Disney World.
Ooh, I would love to go to Disney World.
Or North Carolina in December.
Or maybe we convince my mom to meet us in
Disney World.
Disney World.
Jacob making the baseball team?
Yes, that's a huge one. I'm surprised he didn't say it, but I guess
I was thinking that.
He's expecting to make the team.
Yeah,
so.
He really is. When he talks about it, he's like, I already did. So
So that's good confidence there. Hopefully it's not overconfidence.
No.
Emma making the company in ballet?
Yes. That'd be awesome. So
that's
Black Swan.
Just a natural thing happened.
Is it Swan Lake? Swan Lake.
Yes, she'll be auditioning for Swan Lake in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. That soon. Good night.
Back to the grind.
Wow.
And she's adding another class.
Yes. Monday nights.
Monday nights.
Good night.
Bye, Jacob. Nice seeing you. Yeah. Bye, Jerry.
So
that
kind of ties into my big thing for 2016 is I'm looking to bring on more outside family members, honorary Dugans, to be on the show.
I think Eartha and Oreo would be glad.
I know. Could you imagine just 20 minutes of me talking to the pets?
Yelling.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what would get them talking?
Hmm.
Is shake the bag of bacon.
Oh, yeah. Don't say bacon around the dog. He'll, I don't know.
No, he's gone.
But Eartha's kind of smart too sometimes, so she might know. Oh yeah, so 2016, I'm looking to get some guests on the show, share some other content that is helpful to you. And it also helps me keep the show going while Liv and Emma are off to ballet and Jacob is off to baseball and Danielle's house and wherever else he's going, getting his six-pack abs.
I think baseball will keep him pretty busy.
I think so.
Starting yeah. at the end
I think
of this
it's
month.
After school practice.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yes. Busy. And then when the games start, I mean, it's just like tournaments and games and practice and tournaments and games and practice
scrimmages.
And playoffs, scrimmages.
Oh,
and,
I know a goal that I think Jacob probably wanted, but he hasn't thought about it.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Going to church on Wednesday nights. To
yes.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that one big thing. So, you know, again, we'll probably get judged that his go to church on Wednesday nights wasn't at the top of his list as his one big thing, but it is on his list. So take that.
I don't think people will be judging us because their lives are just as imperfect as ours.
Yes, yes, that's true.
And so. If it's a goal of his, then that's good.
Yes, exactly.
And to take Danielle, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Alrighty.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you for joining us for episode 77 of the Family Time Q&A podcast. We hope you'll join us again for future episodes. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you have an Apple device. So that's therealjerrydugan.com/iTunes. Or you could just go to the iTunes store and search The Real Jerry Dugan and we'll pop up in the podcast section. If you're an Android user, you could subscribe to us on Stitcher. And so you just go to your Stitcher app and search The Real Jerry Dugan and we'll pop up the Family Time Q&A podcast with The Real Jerry Dugan. And we have our new logo for 2016 I'm really excited about. So take a look at that logo and we replaced ourselves with stick figures and... If you really know our family, you'll know that Jacob, my mini-me who's taller than me, really is taller than all of us.
Heck yeah.
And so even in the stick figure sketches, he is the tall, skinny one. And then Emma, of course, is the ballerina. And then Liv and I are the same height. Side
no,
by side.
You're 5'4", she's 5'5".
Okay, fine. Rub it in.
Oh.
And let's see. How else can they subscribe to us?
iTunes.
Oh, well, I already mentioned iTunes, Stitcher. You can also subscribe to our email newsletter. We send one out maybe once a month. Just to, you know, let you know what new links have come out, new posts, new episodes, that kind of thing. And you can sign up there at therealjerrydugan.com. Oh, we'd also love for you to call in from time to time. Ask us a question, give us a shout out, or give a shout out to somebody you love. And you can just call in at 361-434-0126. All right. Anything else you guys want to add as we go?
No, no. Bye-bye.
All right.
Mama has to do something.
Thank you, Jacob.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.